Good morning. It's 9:51. Well, Mitt Romney is doing the Small Town America tour, bussing through several states, trying to appeal to small town voters. Joining us live this morning, Ken Walsh, chief White House correspondent for U.S. News and World Report, and also author of the presidency column. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Richard.
Well, is he using the small towns to attack big government, all part of the agenda on the economy?
Absolutely. There's a couple of things going on here. I was up in Boston this past week talking to some of Romney's senior advisors, and they were saying that to watch during this small town tour, this larger note that not only attacking President Obama on the economy and sort of couching his criticism in what is wrong with Main Street and how President Obama's policies have not helped small town America, but also a larger problem Romney has is sort of conveying a sort of a humanizing sense, a sense that he's not too distant from people. A lot of people feel he's a rich man who doesn't understand their problems. So I think you'll see during this tour a lot of these moments that are designed to make Romney seem more accessible. And you're already seeing that. He's going to little restaurants. He's eating the local food. He's talking more about his family. And today, Father's Day, this is going to be a big issue today that he's going to discuss, trying to talk about his wife, but his children, his grandchildren, and how close he is to them. So you're going to see this whole charm offensive, if you will, emerge on this this bus tour.
Well, that charm is going on. President Obama is sort of orchestrating his own attack strategy now, isn't he?
Exactly. You know, from the Obama side, it's sort of a relentless attack on Romney in order to sort of give a sense that he's really not the right person to be president, trying to undermine his Romney's central claim that he would fix the economy. And you see that day after day, almost hour after hour from the Obama campaign, a series of attacks on Romney for not only his business background, but his Massachusetts record. That's coming up more and more now. And the goal here is to sort of disqualify Romney in the minds of people as this sort of economy repairman that Romney's trying to project himself as. And so you're going to see, really, through the rest of the campaign, the Obama side trying to discount Romney's principal claim to the presidency, which is that he could fix the economy.
All right. Thank you, Ken. Always good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Ken Walsh, chief White House correspondent for U.S. News and World Report and author of the presidency column.